On Christmas Eve, after I finished Mass in the gym, I went outside to greet the people from both Masses because I was hot. And I thought, you know what, it sure doesn't feel like Christmas. Christmas Day was bright, sunny, saw Christmas in a park. I went out and I played in a short-sleeved t-shirt with them. And I thought, you know what, I miss the cold. I miss the snow. Today, I realize I'm a fool. I don't miss this. I don't miss the cold. I don't miss the snow. This is stupid. In fact, people out here trying to clear this out for you all day long, and it just keeps coming in more. I thank those who work so hard to try to keep this place safe, but there's just nothing you can do. It's a darkness. It's a coldness. It's a sadness. I didn't even want to come to Mass tonight. God love you guys. I'm about ready just to walk over my comfy sweats and throw on a chasuble. That's how I felt. Nobody wants to live in this. It's not exciting. It's darkness, right? And that's what I couldn't get out of my mind today, because that's really what Jesus is telling us. You know, from Isaiah at the beginning, he said that the people who lived in darkness have seen a great light. They were called out of that darkness into the light, right? Called out of the snow and into something more favorable. Jesus Christ himself said, come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. But you must, in the same way, leave your darkness. He says the people who sit in darkness is what they say was fulfilling. I thought whether we sit in our darkness or whether we walk in our darkness, Christ calls us into his light. He calls all of us here today because he says, whether or not you want to be here, this is where you need to be. This is where I need you to come and follow me. And I think in the same way, how easy it would have been for the apostles to just say, Lord, no, we're okay. We're comfortable here in our boats. We know this work. We know what needs to be done. I don't need to follow you. But then how great their lives were, how everything changed once they did, once they stepped out of the boats and they trusted in him. It's so easy for all of us to sit in our darkness, to live in our darkness, to live in our comfortability and think, I'm doing pretty good. I can see Jesus walking by. It's great. But I don't need to leave this. The Lord says in the same way tonight to all of us, he says, there is some darkness in our lives that we need to truly say it is there. That we need to realize that we need to walk out of it. That we need to trust out of it. And that we need to live in the light. Today we come to our Lord once again and we say, Lord, that something greater is where you call me. I may think I know what I want. I may think I know what is best. But let's face it. There are so many times in our humanity that we are wrong. And so today, we say, Lord, help me to know where I am wrong. Help me to know where I am failing. And help me to know where you call me. You call me to the light. You call me to follow you. You call me to make all things right. Amen.
Amen.